I am now in Des Moines, 878 prefix, 878-8851. This is Bell System Touchtone. I'm not really that interested in the touchtone, but in the fact that most calls to Seattle go through two tandems, the second one of which lets you hear the panel pulsing and also step pulsing beautifully. As an example, let me dial 632-9999. Okay, 632-9999. Now 524-9999, number one crossbar. I won't bother recording the dial tone and all the tandem clicks, just the final, maybe the final tandem plus the panel pulsing. On second thought, I will record the whole thing. It'll probably be more interesting that way. Trouble a general telephone ever did. Now 284-9999, number 5 crossbar. The only difference should be it's pulsing only a little bit faster than number 1. Okay, that one didn't go through the second tandem that let you hear this pulsing. It's the first tandem multi-frequency directly into the 284 prefix. Now 634-9999. That's also number 5 crossbar, but you do hear the panel pulsing on it. Now 632-0000. This is a panel office. That quick reversal meant that the recording was about to on. Panel offices always do that. Now 524-0000, number 1 crossbar. In panel pulsing, the last two digits of the pulse numbers correspond to the last two digits of the dialed number, except you add 1 to it. Therefore, the last two digits of 00 go through in panel pulsing as 11. To demonstrate this, let me again dial the panel office, 632-0009. So instead of hearing the pulsing 11111 plus miscellaneous clicks, you'll hear 11110 plus miscellaneous clicks. Now I'll do 632-0090. Notice that the second to the last digit is sent in very slow pulsing, with tick 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 tick, rather than a rapid series of pulsing. Now 632-0099. Actually, it's easier to hear the panel pulsing when I dial number one crossbar, because then everything's at the same speed. So let me do 524-0009 and then 524-0090. These numbers don't always go through that second tandem. If the first tandem has a trunk free directly to the number, it can put it through. So that's what happened that time. Let me try again. Let me try 362-0009 and 0090. It's also number one crossbar, but it's at the north end of Seattle, so maybe it'll have to go through a second tandem for it. Okay, I finally saw one. 782 seems to go through the second tandem pretty reliably. I'll try 782-0009 and 0090, number one crossbar. This phone really is worse than general telephone. Now the first three of the five digits that are sent out in panel pulsing consist of something of a translation, say, for the fourth and fifth digits of the phone number. I won't explain in detail how it is now. I'll send you the chart one of these days, or I have it all written down. But I will dial a few things to demonstrate what they sound like. I'll always use 00 as the last two digits, so don't be out of the way in a sense. So I'll just be going through with 11s or something. Now I'll dial 632-9900. The digits being sent out were a fast 4, I believe. No, it's a fast 5, then a slow 4, then another fast 5, then 11, plus miscellaneous clicks as it switches over from one switch to another. Let me do that again with number one crossbar, 782-9900. Let me do just a couple of miscellaneous numbers, like 632-2222 first of all, then 632-5555. One interesting thing about dialing into a number one crossbar office with panel pulsing. As you know, a number five crossbar, you have two sides of the office, like 874 or 876. And when step pulsing or multi-freaking into it, the sending office sends five digits, four something, 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 or six something, 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 something. In a number one crossbar office, you have the same situation, an A and a B side. However, they don't send an extra digit in order to get that information of which side is in there. Instead, they add four, or don't add four, to the second digit of the panel pulsing. In other words, if you dial 0000, the panel pulsing should be 11111. However, to the B side of a number one crossbar office, you get 15111 instead of 11111. In other words, it just adds four to the second digit, and that tells it that it's the B side of the office instead of the A side. The second digit can never be higher than four. So it's normally 1, 2, 3, or 4. And on the B side, it sends 5, 6, 7, or 8. For example, 525-0000 first. Well, let me do 524 is the A side, 0000. Then I'll do 525-0000. Let me try 782 and 783, because those might go through the tandem, right? Now dial 955, this is a step prefix. That goes through pretty normal. It goes through a double tandem, but the second tandem just step pulses into it, just like anything else would. End of recording from day one.